Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Oh, yes.
this wonderful Wednesday evening, do you have a seed in the ground? Oh, praise be to God. Praise be to God. Good evening, Holy Spirit. Good evening, ADM. And honor to Paul, who is the head of my life, to my wife, Pastor Elect, Barbara Smith, to my pastors, Apostle Temple and Lakeisha Spencer, to all of the ministers, evangelists, prophets, deacons, to the mothers, praise team, intercessors, youth, to our men, ADM frontline, members, friends. Good evening. Good evening to our international partners. Oh, yes. United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, Germany, Egypt, Wales, Australia, South Africa, and Kenya. Good evening, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Oregon, Puerto Rico. Good evening, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Connecticut. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry, and delivered us from that muck and miry soil. Oh, yes, as we come boldly before the throne of God on this evening, let's give him the praise, honor, the glory, and the thanks. You see, it was him that touched us with his finger of love, woke us up, led us on our way, gave us that key of our life, closed us in our right manner, that we can come before his throne to praise his holy name. Good evening, Mother Jack. God bless you. How are you this evening?
I'm truly blessed this afternoon, Pastor Smith. I'm quite sure you are too.
Yes.
I thank you for asking. First of all, I come to Jesus Christ, giving my Lord and Savior the honor who's the head of my life, and giving honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. I give honor to you, Pastor Smith, to your wife, Pastor Barbara Elect Smith, to Apostle Temple, and to Lakeisha Spencer, and to everyone at ADM Ministry, and every mother, I give them the honor too. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come back to your throne boldly, thanking you, God, for continually to keep us, God, wrapped around your loving arms. And up to this point, God, we thank you today, God. We come praising you and giving you all the glory, God. We continue to ask you, God, create in us a clean heart. Renew the right spirit within us, God, at all times, God. Let us keep our minds stayed on you, God. We thank you, God, because the joy of the Lord is our strength, God. So we say thank you for your joy. Thank you for your strength, God. We ask you today, God, to just come in and have your way, God, like never before, God. We thank you, God, for being a mind regulator for us, God, that heart fixer, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, God, that you touch each and every one that's tuned in today and the ones not, in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you continue to shake us like never before, God. We pray, God, that you continue to make us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Stretch up, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, tune us in with you, God. Open our ears that we can hear what you hear, God, and see what you see in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I'm blind. Oh, take the blindness off, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let us realize, God, we truly need you in these last evil days, God, because we can't do nothing without you, but we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord, for just taking the time out to sit with us, God, that we can feel your presence in the mighty name of Jesus, God. So we thank you for all things today, God. Thank you for this opportunity once again, calling on the name of Jesus, calling on your name, Jesus. Hallelujah today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I pray, God, that you touch each and every one of us, God, whatever our journey may be, God, in the name of Jesus. God, just let us begin to say thank you. Thank you in spite of all in the name of Jesus, God. Continue to order our footsteps, God. Order them to obey, God, and the way that you will have them to go in the name of Jesus, God. Let us take the time out to encourage somebody. Let us take the time out to tell somebody truly from the depths of our heart in Jesus' name that we truly love them, God. Let us embrace in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, how we thank you, God. We thank you for everything that you truly have done for us, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. We lift up every sick vessel that it is, God, of O'Shea, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we say by your stripes they are already healed.
Hallelujah.
Let us continue to stand on your word.
Yes,
stand on your word, O Bokanda.
Yes,
but we realize, God, every word that you say is true in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Oh, how we cry out for you today, God. We cry out, God. Let us continue to be thirsty. Thirsty for you like never before. A sea of the Bokanda, God, that wants to more of you in the mighty name of Jesus. God, want to live like you. Want to walk like Hallelujah, have the character of Jesus Christ today, God. We thank you today. Today, God, we cry out, holy, 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 God. Let us continue, God. Let us be holy women and holy men, God, and everything that we do and say in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, how we thank you today. How we thank you, God. Even when your word comes forth, God. Oh, God, let us say, God, hide in our heart, God, that we may not sin against thee. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift every high rise up, God, every hospital, God, in the name, every institution, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you touch her by Sunday. Walk the house, God. Draw them near to you, God. Save, deliver, and set free in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you, God. And don't let us forget about our youth, God. Red and old Sunday, yes, Lord. Oh, we lift them up to you, God, from the youngest to the oldest. God, we pray, God, that you continually, God, to shield and protect them in the name of Jesus, God. Be a mind regulator for the Rebosha youth in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, draw them near to you the most, God. Thank you for saving them at a young age and filling and with your Holy Spirit, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we say, God, have your way, Lord. Have your way, God. These things we ask in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray this afternoon. Thank you, Jesus, and have your way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we thank you for that corporate prayer. The Holy Spirit of the living God, come in the midst right now and touch. Internationally,
yes,
locally, touch right now every man, every woman, every child,
yes,
in the name of Jesus. Touch us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, yes, of the living God, this is your time. Come in the midst. Take full control of every,
yes,
situation,
Lord,
right now.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we give control over to you.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. To move everything off the way that,
amen,
don't belong. And,
amen,
to replace everything, Holy Spirit of the living,
yes,
God, with you and the Word of God, Jesus Christ,
yes,
on today. We,
amen,
thank you. We
thank
praise you.
Yes.
We thank you, Holy Spirit, for coming in the midst to
thank
see
you,
about
Jesus,
us.
Yes, Lord.
To talk to us with all of our needs, Lord God.
Yes,
and
Lord.
And it's only
Jesus,
those needs that you supply, Lord God,
amen,
will take us to the next level in you.
Amen.
Through your Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
By Jesus Christ. By his blood. By his sacrifice.
Amen.
Oh, thank you. Now have your way, Holy Spirit. Move right now. Touch right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now, Lord Jesus, come in the midst and take full control of everything.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord.
This week, as we come before your throne with thanksgiving,
Lord,
and praise on today. Thank God. Amen. Well,
amen.
We're stepping into the word. Amen.
Amen.
That's going to come and break that word with us. And
amen.
On the same bar, give us nuggets, praise God, to live our life more abundantly. Through
amen.
Jesus, our Lord and Savior. We turn it over to our own Mother Oak to come in our own way to break that bread of life. Mother OG, God bless you. Good evening. You have.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, Mother Jackson. I know I'm on the right road when you pray my message. Hey, it's all good. I thank God for this day, because this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen.
I trust that everyone had a wonderful Christmas. I know I did. I just felt so good riding through the Carolinas, looking at Lake Hartwell, all that water, wishing I could drop my hook down in there, but the weather wasn't permissive. But I just thank God for the restoration and the downtime. Not really, because I never stopped praying. I never stopped loving on God, because he doesn't stop loving on me. And I give honor to God, who's truly the head of my life. I give honor to Apostle Temple Spencer, the queen of the house, Lakeisha Spencer, to you, Pastor Smith, Pastor Bobby Lex Smith, all of the ministers, the praise team, the mothers, the youth, everyone that it takes up to make the wonderful ADM ministry.
Yep.
I greet you with peace and love. And I want to say happy Kwanzaa to the people who celebrate that. I have family members who do. So all is well. Well, this is just going to be a fireside chat from Mother. We're going to continue to clean up the residue. We got 6 days from today to empty out and not carry old stuff into 2019. Got a little ground that I want to cover. You know, we're going to let 2019 find us loving more than ever before, praying harder than we ever prayed, loving on God and loving on people like never before, because we need each other, whether you know it or not. No man is an island, and no man can stand alone. So we need our brothers and sisters, regardless of how we have felt in 2018. We have to learn to forgive, forget, and move on, because there's so much happening out here. When I looked on the news and saw those two old women, 71 and 75, had all that day, praise God, for letting them see another Christmas. They saw Christmas Day, but they didn't see Christmas night, because they burned up in there. So that behooves us to clean up, clean out, because we know not the day, the time, or the hour. And when I lay my head down at night, I want to have Jesus on my mind. When I wake up in the morning, he's on my mind. I don't have time for foolishness, nor this nonsense that may have gone on in 2017, 2018. We got to stop being negative, church. We got to see the good in everyone. None of us are perfect. We all have fell short of the glory of God. But that's why he went to the cross and suffered for all our hang-ups. But he left orders, he left instructions that he inspired men who wrote the Bible for us to go by. And this is why I think a lot of times people say negative things about their fellow man is because they really don't know what the Word of God say about such things. And before I really just get into my message, I want to talk, just go down the line, and some of the people in the Bible who were not perfect, but God saw the good in them. He was waiting on them to come around, sup with him, pray daily, re-get in your word. It said Noah was a drunk. Martha was a worrier. Thomas was a doubter. Moses stuttered. Mary Magdalene was a hooker. Abraham was old. David had an affair. But God doesn't call to qualify. He qualifies a call. You may not be perfect, but God has a plan for you, just as he did who was a trickster. Peter, who had a temper. Jonah ran from God. Gideon was insecure. And Miriam was a gossiper. Now, if he used all of those people in the biblical times, the word still stands the same today. He can use you and he can use me. But we have rules and regulations to follow. First of all, we go around quoting scriptures. One of the main ones I hear a lot of people say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Do you know, realize sometimes you are the weapon? What's coming out of your mouth? What is your mindset? Don't let your get up and go, get up and leave. Whatever dreams and aspirations that you've had, keep them. Change your mind process. But God, he will continue to clean you on the inside. Get up. Do what you want to do. Some of you have been contemplating businesses. What are you waiting for? Stop waiting on the check and be the one that writes the check. But you got to change your mindset. You got to watch what come out of your mouth. You got to watch what we say about each other or to each other, because sometimes what goes around come around. We got things that we say like, oh, they all right, but they messy. Why? Why do we say that about each other? It's not anybody under the sound of my voice that hadn't failed in that category. You've said something negative that you people have maybe just rubbed you the wrong way, and you had a comment to make, but that didn't make you messy. That was just your emotions at the time. Then some people will say, you all right, but they stir up mess. What do you mean by that? The Bible said if you catch your brethren in a sinful nature, restore him in love and meekness, but also be careful that you be not tempted. So let us clean all of this out of our beings, out of our mind, out of our heart. What it is, what it is. Whatever have gone on, let it go on and press on. Because sometimes when you say negative things or feel negative about your fellow man, the very next week you may be in that. Somebody going to tell a lie on you, or somebody going to false accuse you. I didn't say it make you feel good, but you got to pray daily. You got to keep your eyes on Jesus. You got to keep saying, when you say, Lord, I know it's not true, but you told me to keep looking to the hills because all of my help coming from you. You told me that you restored my soul. I'm in green pastures. You say you was making a spread a table in the front of my enemies while they running their mouth. You continue to making me be blessed. I'm still in your overflow. So these are the things that we have to think about. So we have to love one another like never before. And so I'm going to a few scriptures to back up all the things that I've said. I never like to come to you and not have word to back it up. We go on to Matthew's, the 6th chapter, and I'm going to drop down just to the 31st verse. This is for the worriers, the people that, oh, I just don't see no way. I just don't know how I'm going to make it. Oh, I can't pay these bills. Oh, she didn't speak to me. Oh, it's just always some whining and complaining and some worrying going on. He said, do not start worrying. Where will my food come from, or my drink, or my clothes? These are the things the pagans are always concerned about. That's unsaved people. Your Father in heaven knows that you need all these things. Instead, be concerned above everything else with the kingdom of God and what he requires of you. And he will provide you with all these other things. So do not worry about tomorrow. It will have enough worries of its own. There is no need to add to the trouble that each day brings. And we will go back to negative judging, negative comments. Seventh chapter. Do not judge others so that God will not judge you. For God will judge you in the same way you judge others. And he will apply to you the same rules you apply to others. Why then do you look at the speck in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the log? How dare you say to your brother, please let me take the speck out of your eye when you have a log in your eye, you hypocrite. So they don't know the word. When you hear negative comments or negative things come across your ears or things that people say of write, text, email, whatever, just know that God is in control. Just know that you have to take the persecution. The storms of life will come. If you're walking with God, they nailed him to the cross, and he got hung up for all of our hang-ups. So we got to wear tough skins in 2019. We got to be able to look over some things. We know we're not perfect, but we can be perfect in our love towards one another. And then seek favor from God and not from man. The blessings is in God's hand, but he'll allow man by directing him to maybe bless you. Because greater is coming. So keep still, be still and know that God is in control. Lean not to your own understanding, but just trust him and acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your path. And be a servant of God. Be in God's servant. Romans 12, 1 and 2. So then, my friends, because of God's great mercy to us, I appeal to you, offer yourself as a living sacrifice to God, dedicated to his service and pleasing him. This is the true worship that you should offer. Do not conform yourself to the standards of the world, but let God transform you inwardly by a complete change of your mind. Then you will be able to know the will of God, what is good and is pleasing to him and is perfect. So with that being said, check your meter. Check the junk in your trunk. You got all 6 days to go before God for yourself. Don't go before Pastor Smith, Mother OG. Look in the mirror and say, Lord, what lack I yet? God, clean me up. I know I made some mistakes in 2018. I know I said things that I shouldn't have said. I had thoughts I shouldn't have had. But God, forgive me and try me one more time. He is a forgiving God. If he forgave Jonah all of the names that I called, why do you think he won't forgive you? Stop looking back. Can't drive your car looking in the rearview mirror. Whatever was said and done, leave it there. Whatever problems you had, leave it there. Whatever going on with you, put it under your feet. Keep calm. Pray. Stay in your word. And God will supply your every need or calling to your riches and glory. With that being said, I'm not going to try to sing it, but this, keep this in your spirit. It says, through the storms keep on raging in my life, and sometimes it's hard to tell night from day. But if the storms don't cease, and if the wind keeps on blowing in my life, my soul, hallelujah, been anchored in the Lord. But in the word of God, I got an anchor, and it keeps me steadfast and unmovable despite the tide. That means whatever comes, whatever persecution, whatever it is, let your soul be anchored in the Lord. Greater is coming. Clean out yourself on the inside. You can make the outside look good, but go inside. Remember all of these things that Mother OG have instructed you. Tie them around your heart, around your neck. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Don't keep your eyes on man, because the blessing is in God's hand. He'll allow man to bless you. Now, he can even allow the hypocrites, the son of man, to bless you. But they don't say it was God. They say, you know, something told me just to come by here and bless you with this. That was God. They didn't know it was God, but we as saints of God, when we hear from God, he may say, go and bless Apostle Temple. Go and bless Pastor Smith. And you have to obey, because obedience is better than sacrifice. Job 36 and 11 say, if you obey God and serve him, you will live your life. Listen to this. You will live your life in peace and prosperity. So let us keep praying for the nation, because our nation looks like it's going down a drain. But let us come together collectively and pray for one another. Love one another. Not destroy one another. Not be negative towards one another. God is love. He aimed that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So how we start? Start with yourself. Start eating better. Start trying to get some exercise. When you see me on that floor dancing, I'm fighting for my life. I'm fighting for my health. Some months ago, a doctor told me, say, if you don't go and take this shot every 6 months, say, all of your bones are going to deteriorate. And I told him, I said, the devil is a liar, because God made me. And he looked at me strange. They dismissed me from being that patient because I wouldn't go take the shot. The side effects is that your hair may fall out. You may get early dementia. Or if you bump up, get something, a bone may break. So at 82, almost 82 years old, whatever I have, I'm going to trust God to keep this body. That's why you see me come in praising God, thanking God, saying hallelujah, no matter how I feel, because God made this body, and he can't use me if I'm broke up. So what do? I can help myself. I can drink my water like I'm supposed to. I stay out of Popeye's chicken, eat my vegetables and my fruits, have one day that I don't do anything but liquids, and stay before God, because he is a healer. He said, by his stripes, not we going to be healed, but we are healed. So I ask everyone to have a righteous prayer, to pray my strength, pray I continuously to be able to do what I need to do for God. I ain't fixing to go nowhere, but I don't want to be broke up. I don't want to be hurting. But you know what? His grace is sufficient for me. Until he heal me completely, I'm going to keep on dancing. I'm going to keep on praising him. I'm going to come in this house with thanksgiving. I'm not bringing pain and problems to the house of God. Because look like when I get up in there and I dance around, it makes me feel good. It's something about praising King Jesus that make you feel good. And last but not least, yesterday is but a dream, and tomorrow is only a vision. But today, well lived, makes yesterday a dream of happiness, and tomorrow a vision of hope. God bless you. Greater is coming. Clean on the inside. And get your soul anchored in the Lord. God bless you, and I love you. Back in the hands of Pastor Smith.
Amen, amen, Mother OG. Praise God, amen. You said a mouthful, praise God. And it's nothing like the word of God to do what needs to be done to get us on the right path. Praise God. to get us in alignment and put us in the proper position. Clean up. Clean out. Get up. Get going. Amen. You can't drive looking in the rearview mirror. I like that one, Mother. Praise
Amen.
God. You can't. Amen. You got to be
Amen.
Looking forward. You know why? So you can get the big picture.
Hey, glory.
And you can see everything.
Yeah,
all glory to God. What he has for you
Amen.
In 2019. Praise God.
Yeah.
Praise God. Don't worry. Be
Amen.
Happy. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Put the beam out your eye. Praise God. That you won't be pointing at nobody else. Because when you find out, when you point one finger, you got three coming right back. Amen. So
Amen.
Let us, every one of us, man, woman, child, praise God, children of God, start anew this season and this year. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And recognize who we are, amen, and live your life as
amen.
A living sacrifice to God.
Amen.
Amen. And at this time, we turn it over to our pastor and apostle, Temple Spencer. God bless you.
Hey, God bless all of you. God bless you, Pastor Smith. God bless you, Mother Helen. God bless you. Amen.
God bless
amen.
You, Pastor.
Amen. God bless you, Mother Jackson. What awesome words. Awesome words. Listen, I'm going to say this real quick, and I'm going to get off the line. But before then, I give a shout-out on it. My wife, First Lady, Lakeisha Spencer. Saints of God, you know, one thing that we have to take very seriously, especially these times, and God spoke to me today, this morning, he spoke to me to tell the people and make sure that it released to our own house first to seek him, not be up there, you know, not know you got to, he knows you know how to pray. He knows you know how to call on him. He knows all that. But it comes to a time to where God wants to speak to you. And the reason why, everything that Mother Helen was saying, we do self-medication on these things. We do self-medicate. So in other words, we hype ourselves up, 2019 coming. We hype ourselves up, what we got to stop doing. We got to stop this. We got to stop that. But we don't think it out properly. So it comes to a time to where we got to stop, empty it out. And when you empty it out, you need to get refilled back up with something. A lot of us, and at times many of you, you do empty out. But the problem is, what are you being filled back up with? You're being filled back up with self-medication. Self-medication is prescriptions or different things that you can buy over counter to treat certain types of issues or certain types of symptoms. But condition, but it's some condition that you cannot self-medicate. You know, some of us, if we need a shot of joy, you could self-medicate that. Amen. Go and find something that makes you happy. You know, some of us, if we need a shot of, let's say, finances, self-medicate that. Get up, go to work, or begin to get creative. The Bible even says, you know, faith without works, it is dead. Amen. But it's certain things that you need to go and see the physician. And the physician needs to, my God, he don't self-medicate you. He begins to diagnose you. The physician begins to diagnose you. Now the physician could give you a prescription that or give you a prescription or give you a procedure that's going to take care of the issue you're dealing with. Many of you, you need to lay before the physician. And for the physician to begin to cut on you, some things that is in us is embedded so deep to where it don't got its own roots, it don't got its own blood vessel, it don't got its own supply, almost like a tumor. A tumor begins to grow in an individual where it begins to get its own supply of blood. It gets its own supply of different things that it needs to help it what keep growing. You don't need to just treat the issue. You need to treat the source that causes the issue. And this is why God taken us and taken many of us to where we need to lay out before him. Now he understands the condition. He know you understand the condition. He know you understand the problem. You recognize it's an infirmity. You recognize that it's rejection. You recognize that it's suicidal thoughts. You recognize different things that are causing you to go into a place or causing you different issues to happen to you. Now God says, I wanted you to lay out before me. You don't have to talk. When a physician begins to put you on anesthesia, he want to ask you questions. He don't need to hear all your life. He don't give you that. He know about your life because before the procedure, they already talked to you about your family history. Do anybody in your bloodline have heart disease? Do anybody have cancer or breast cancer? So you already went through your bloodline. We don't went through our bloodline in 2018, some severing generation curse. We severing generation cycles. We begin to put a stop on these things that begin to come cause generation after generation that loops up with us. So he knows your bloodline. You went through the years of severing. You went through all that. Now the physician says, this is the procedure on itself that we need to do to cure. Sometimes you need to settle down and listen to the physician. The physician heard you. Now you need to hear the physician. And the physician begins to give you specific instruction, what not only what you need to do, but also what they're going to do. He is not going to have you to keep coming to his place, my God, of where he take care of you and just keep coming to read a book or look at some television. No, they come in to treat the issue. That's why many of you, God asking you to come up higher. He's asking more of your time because you ask God something specifically, and God says, now I need you to come to my office, or you come to my office where I treat my patients. And where I'm going to treat you is the place where you're going to get your instruction. If you never spend time with God, and if you never spend time with a physician, you won't have the proper information, or you will not have the proper tools for you to treat any issues in your life. That's why it's very important this year, crossing over, end of this year, crossing over in 2019, that you make up in your mind that you are not going to allow anything to separate you from the love of God. You make up in your mind because it's not about being all holy or just being all religious side, all that. It's about, if I don't see the physician, it's a life and death situation. And I'm tired of these bootleggers trying to give me some remedies over this kind of stuff. You can do this, you can do that, you can do that. No, I need to deal with somebody that have the medicine, like the woman with the issue of blood. Nobody couldn't help her because their education wasn't on that level. It comes to a time to where no one around you can help you, but you got to deal with the man, and that is God, and he want to fulfill you. What he takes out of you, he want to replace it with something else. We can get all these chemicals, all these toxins from medication, from different things in our body. What it does, it causes an imbalance in your body. It causes you to have an imbalance. One thing I do know, if you don't detox your body from all that medication, my God, you will begin to experience all types of symptoms, even if you're not on the medication. Y'all about to hear me. When you're not on the medication, you still feeling symptoms. Why? Because your body needs a detox. Many of our spiritual bodies need a detox. Yes, you probably stop lying. You probably stop cussing. You probably stop playing and simply sliding. But guess what? You've been on that medication so long that it caused not of God, my God, to where your spiritual body needs a detox. And you need a cleansing. And a lot of people, they go into another year with this hype, but we won't go through a detox. That's the importance of fasting and praying and standing before the living God. God wants to refill you. You don't need to self-medicate yourself. You don't need to go to Walgreens and pick up something over the counter. You got a physician that is certified, that is qualified, that he's going to take care of your every need. He says, seek ye first the kingdom. kingdom of heaven, and all these other things will be added. Is anybody going to seek God like never before? Because it's your time to get shoot to another place. Don't allow nobody self-medicate you. I didn't understand it when God said, son, I'm not going to allow, I'm not giving you instructions through the body of Christ, through the ministry, for instruction of fasting and praying. Because why? They need to grow up. And if they don't rely to seek me for the proper instruction, you can tell them all you want. My God. And what's going to happen is they're going to always need somebody in their ear so they can do right. Do you notice that you always got this person in your life? You always got to call them up. Oh, how you doing? Doing you doing right? Are you doing this? You take care of yourself. Are you doing that? Are you doing that? Because why? They rely on somebody, my God, to give them their to hold them accountable. I'm telling you right now, you got to begin to allow God, or allow the heaven to hold you accountable, to hold you into a place that you're going to speak things through. It is your time, saints of God. It is your season, but you're going to have to do the work with the physician. My God, the physician wants to re-impart into you and pour into you. But if you never go before the physician, you will never know your condition, and you will always allow these individuals that is not qualified. I can care less how long you've been in the Bible, how long you did this. Only person that gives the qualification is God himself. Y'all better hear me. You could go to man. Man could ordain you with a piece of paper. Man could say yes. Man could say that. But man cannot qualify you, my God Almighty, for the things in the spirit. God is the only one that makes the qualifications. Get these bootleggers, bootlegger prophets, bootlegger ministries, bootlegger folks out of your life, because it's infecting the body of Christ. Amen. God did not tell them to set up shop and we self-medicated. I'm going to show you real quick, and I'm going to get off this air. When you know you got a bootlegger, you know you're lying. You know you're cold in hell and hot water. But now you got somebody going to tell you, God told me to tell you, he's going to bless you. Baby, that's a bootlegger. First of all, God's going to say, get your act together. Clean yourself up. You know you're making wrong decisions. You know you're doing things that you constantly keep getting yourself into. But here comes a bootlegger. You got the devil. Somebody got witchcraft on you. That ain't no devil. That's your human spirit. Don't want to obey anything. You got the spirit of Jezebel. You are a person that deals, my God Almighty. You are an individual that deals with, my God Almighty, to the place to where, my God, it's not of God. Y'all about to hear me. So we got to understand what is self-medication and what is the proper diagnosis. A lot of us don't like to go to the doctor, especially the men. We men. Why? Because we don't want to hear no information about us that, my God Almighty, information that is really going to causes a serious condition. So we don't want to know. In other words, we don't want to know the truth. We don't want to know what these people are finding out. If we don't know, the better off we feel like. That's what happened to a lot of folks in a body of Christ. They don't want to seek God. But, baby, God is the only one. I know you might not want to know about your mess. I know you don't want to hear about your mess. But that's the only thing going to set you free. Because Scripture says, truth will set you free. Do you want to be free? Do you want to be free in the Holy Ghost? Do you want your home free? Your finances free? Do you want your life free? My God Almighty, free. My God, you got to do it the way the physician says if you're going to be free. Don't get with these individuals. This is what's messing up a lot of you right now. Amen. Because it sounds good, that doesn't make it right. Y'all better hear me. Because it sounds good, it doesn't make it right. Many people just give you over-the-counter. The flu don't put so many people out this year, begin this year. It's already started picking people out. People don't self-medicate. They feel like to lay home, stay in the bed. Amen. Stay in the bed. Do this and do that. Everything's going to be out. Then it took them out. Amen. How many people in the body of Christ then take it out of self-medicating because they're allowing people to influence them, to pour information? I got enough sense to know if there's something ain't right with me, who to go to? Y'all got to hear me. Who to go to? Who to run to? Amen. Amen. Saints of God, let's get into a place where we can begin to hear God. And you listen to God about yourself. Amen. We have so many folks that God have not promoted into the office of a prophet, prophetess, and we've seen everything in the world. Let me tell you something that's biblical. My God, there's going to be wars and rumors of wars. My God, before it gets better, it's going to get worse. I'm going to tell you that. That's scripture. That's revelation. The Antichrist is going to come. The spirit of the beast is going to reign for so many years. So in other words, before it gets better, it's going to get worse. Ask God about you, what it is about you that you can do better. Let me tell you something. So this world can be a better place. If one individual work on themselves, if everybody just take a minute to work on themselves, guess what? We all can live in harmony. We all can live. Amen? What about you? We're going to have all these things. That's why the safety is in God. It's in God. As a matter of fact, my God, Pastor Smith, he say this quotation all the time. You know, God ain't called me home yet. If he want me, he's going to call me home. No matter what goes on around me, he's going to call you home. Amen? So long as we into God, we're going to see to tomorrow. But when we're not going to see him. This world is going to be chaotic. And if before it gets better, it's going to get worse. Don't worry about the world. That's some of this stuff. It's a trick of the enemy to get you focused on something that is really irrelevant because the Bible already laid it out before you. Because you can put your mind on this, but you are not putting your mind on yourself. It's you going to pay accountable to God. It's you need God to work things out in your life. It's you need a turnaround in your life. It's you need a paradigm shift in your mind. It is who? It is you. Amen. Not the world. Heaven and earth shall pass away. But the word of God, it will reign forever and ever and ever. God bless you. That is Pastor Smith.
Amen. God bless you, Apostle. Amen. So let's hit the big picture. Praise God. Let's get up and take a look deep into ourselves.
Amen.
And God will, he will, amen, show you what you need to do. Amen. Clean it all out and clean it up. Because you got all that junk in your trunk, you can't see out the rear view mirror anyway to receive your new blessings. So clean it up, clean it out. Amen. And move on in Christ Jesus. Well, we thank God, amen, for those words coming from our apostle. We thank God, amen, for the word of God coming from our own mother, OG. Take it to heart. Amen. Take it to heart. Amen. And take it in and let it just roll around in your heart, in your mind, and everything, the word of God. We say we had the word in our heart. Let it roll around inside that you can use it. Amen. Well, come on back tomorrow morning. Amen. At 7 a.m. Amen. So we can get together. We all need to do. Give me God the prayer. Have a God best day in the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you.
Truth is, I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt.